Hello. Right now, I am about to shave my face. And I will explain why in a moment. But first, a little life update. I'm just going to start shaving, if that's all right. Hopefully, it's not too noisy. Okay. Life update. I recently moved to Texas. I live in Texas now. I guess that's the only update. I'll explain why I'm shaving. So when I finished the last episode of the show, I decided to grow a mustache. I made a pact that I wasn't allowed to shave the mustache until I finished the next episode, which is it's this episode. Until I finished this episode, and originally I thought it was going to take a couple months, but it took a year. But here we are. The episode is done, and my face is almost cleanly shaven. Let's get the sides there. I don't know. I guess that's it. Thank you for your patience. Alright, I think that looks pretty good. Thank you for your patience, and enjoy this episode. After the release of the last episode, it felt like I took the podcast to entirely new heights. It seemed like the months of hard work that went into making the episode were finally starting to pay off. I had many friends share kind words about the episode via voicemail and text.
Hey Logan, it's me, Ryan. I'm about 3/4 of the way through the new podcast, and I just wanted to tell you how much I liked it. It's really good. I didn't know you had it in you to be such a sweetheart. This is really nice to hear. Making me feel good this morning as I drive to work. So just wanted to tell you that. I hope you have a good day.
Okay, so I finally listened to a full episode of your podcast today. Because before this, I had only really listened to a few snippets from the first couple of episodes, but the one I chose to listen to was the most recent one you released. Holy shit, Logan, you're so fucking good at this. I was literally in a trance at the park just now, and I wish you could have seen me zoned out pacing back and forth. I felt like I was intruding the whole time, but I could not stop listening. And I don't really know why I'm so shocked, but I am, and maybe shocked isn't really a good word. I think astonished, maybe? Or maybe I'm just overreacting. I don't know. It was great, but you probably already know that. I'm just excited and also very disappointed in my own podcast. In the grand scheme of things, I don't know you as well as I wish I did, but I am proud of you for this and allowing such creative juices to spring out and display in such a lovely way. I'm just overall pleased. So, good job.
But still, something was missing. Subscribers. Despite how objectively great the new episode was, it didn't exactly translate to new subscribers. I needed to reach people who didn't already know my podcast was great. And what's the best way to let everyone know you're great? Awards. Winning an award would be a perfect, cost-effective way to gain new listeners. Now, I'm no stranger to winning awards. I've won everything from medals, ribbons, trophies, plush animals, etc. In fact, I still remember the very moment I won my first place trophy for high school theater.
In dramatic interpretation goes to Peter Schmitz of Prior Lake and Twin Cities Academy of Shimbaga Tafaru. In eighth place from Cooper, Katie Swanson. Seventh place from Cannon Falls, Alexa Ochaki. In sixth place from Park, Emily Fisher. In fifth place from Prior Lake, Cami Sherritt. In fourth place from Farmington, Kayla Cole. In third place from White Bear Lake, Julie Marisport. In second place from St. Louis, Michaela Shapiro.
Oh my God.
Our champion today in dramatic interpretation from Heart of Jonathan.
I often wonder if there's anything in my current life that would make me feel the way I felt when I heard my name called on that very day. Have I forgotten how to be that excited? Is it even still possible to experience excitement of that magnitude, or does that all just dwindle with time? Am I chasing a high that I am only meant to feel once? Have I built up a tolerance, an immunity to life's pleasures? I guess I wanted to find out. So I went on this app called Clubhouse. It's an app for live audio conversations, kind of like chat rooms. And the conversations can be about anything from cryptocurrency to meditation to Bill Cosby's conviction.
So yeah, I mean, if he didn't do it, if the court said he didn't do it, or the courts are letting him free based off of technicalities or whatever the situation was, we need to respect that, you know, because everybody was respecting it when he was guilty, you know, when he was locked up. So we need to respect it, and we just need to kind of like keep it moving and let him restore himself back to society. I'm Geronimo, and I'm done speaking.
Hey Geronimo and everybody, this is Scrap. What's going on?
What's good, Scrap?
Scrap, what up? Hey, what up, everybody? Listen,
hey,
man.
Scrap.
I appreciate y'all inviting me to this room. Y'all know on certain conversations, I'd be lit. And this is one of those conversations because when you look at Harry Weinstein's situation, you look at Bill Cosby's situation,
Harvey,
you would say to yourself, man, they're the same and yet different. I look at this situation, I know most people who are critical thinkers understand what this plan was. He who controls the media controls the minds. We had a brilliant person in this person that was accused of, you know, this insanity. And it's crazy, right? When you look at, not that all brilliant people do this kind of crazy thing or whatnot, but when I look at Bill Cosby's situation and I look at for however long back they want to reel this thing back and say it started, I'm like, well, why didn't y'all convict him before he had any kind of influence? Why didn't y'all take him to court before he had this kind of influence? And we all know the reason is because he didn't have this kind of impact on people that the father of the century of TV on black people begin to have. And then when he said, I want to change the narrative, he'd been talking. If y'all go back and watch some old Bill Cosby conversation, he'd been on point. And so now when you give the last thing they're ever going to do, they'll give black people power. I mean, they'll give black people money. But the last thing they're going to do is going to give black people influence. There will be no black messiahs. Y'all already heard this. Y'all know this was a mandate from the FBI. So to have a person like him in the position that he's in, they don't tell you that half the women that was that came out recanted their stuff. You'll never hear the backstory that some of these motherfuckers straight up said I was lying, say I got paid to say this stuff, and the damage is done. is irreparable. There's no way he'll ever go back to having the kind of status or influence that he had before the situation, because it doesn't make sense to put a person like that, this quote-unquote immoral person, whether it's proven or not, just because it's questionable, we can't put him in a position to influence.
Anyway, it's an interesting app, but I wasn't really interested in talking to people about Bill Cosby. I wanted to talk to people about podcasts, specifically podcast awards.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Nick is a podcaster. His podcast is called Vantage Point, and Nick won best male podcast. So congratulations to Nick.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
So podcasting is just one way, one part of the digital options we have today to really communicate and to spread the word. Since you're here, can you tell me why you started your podcast and why you think that it's a good way to get the message of God's love out?
Really, for me, I love God. I love people. I love teaching. I love understanding the Bible for myself, and using that knowledge, using that wisdom to give it to other people. And so
now the only podcasting room I could really find was specifically for Christian podcasters. I don't really consider myself a Christian, but I am a podcaster.
Well, thank you. I just want to say hi to Cynthia and Kim, Alice, Sunny, Pastor Fury, and Justina, and Jerry. Jerry's another moderator who just made an in. So, Lofgren, you wanted to share some comments about this evolving technology that we can use today for the Christian message?
Yeah, I kind of had a question. It might be too specific. I don't know if it's off topic, but you mentioned that Nick here won an award for his podcast. Is that correct?
He did. He won an award for Best Male Podcast in the Spark Media Conference, which was a part of NRB.
Okay, so yeah, I'm not familiar with Spark or NRB, but I've actually been trying to do lots of research on this topic of, you know, podcast awards. So I wanted to know what that process was like. Like, did someone reach out? Do you have to, like, submit your show? Or what is Spark and NRB?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about Spark and NRB. I think the ins and outs of that process might be a little off topic, but I'm happy to talk to you about it at another time. But NRB, because I know you probably just jumped on, is a large Christian media conference, happens annually, although they probably didn't have one in 2020. It's been around for 75 years, mostly focusing on early traditional communication styles, radio, broadcast TV, and all of that. But what we saw this time around is so many more evolving technologies, digital marketing, podcasting, live stream TV that Christian communicators are now using to get their message out. And Spark is a media collective of podcasters specifically that is run by Misty Phillip. And so she also will be able to give you a lot of good information about that. And she is on like all the different social media. But that's what that's about. So I think going a little bit deeper than that probably would be a little bit off topic. But again, I'm sure Misty would be happy to talk to you about it, or I would, later.
All right, cool. Yeah, thanks. Is Misty in the room right now, or is she not here?
She's not, but she is on Clubhouse, and I know she's on Instagram.
Okay, cool. One more question. Did the award... Okay, hopefully this is the last time I need to do this, but long story short, my hard drive with all of my podcast files on it got damaged somehow, and I had to pay $3,000 for it to get fixed. And when you pay $3,000 for something to get fixed, you expect it to be fixed, but my hard drive was not completely fixed, so there's still some corrupt files on it. And for some reason, these corrupt files have these loud beeps, this beeping noise randomly throughout some of the files. And this is one of the corrupt files. So like I said, hopefully this is the only time I need to explain what is being said during the beep noise. Essentially, I just asked about the award show that she was just talking about and when it was set to take place. And she responds that it just happened like a day or two ago. And then I respond, is it too late to submit my show for the award show? Which I guess was a stupid question, because then she laughed and she said, yeah, it was too late. And then, yeah, I quickly realized it was a stupid question. But yeah, essentially that's what happened. And yeah, like I said, hopefully this is the last time I need to add sort of this interjection explaining the hard drive situation. So yeah, okay. I'm done.
Thank you, Lofgren.
Although I didn't have much luck that day, I decided to try again a week later because, well, winners never quit. And quitters never win.
Okay. All right. Awesome. April, you're amazing. Thank you for being such a blessing and reminding us, you know, the reason why we do podcasts, the reason why we spend time in creating what it is that God has called us and really given us a commission to create with our voices. So beautiful. Such a great reminder. As always here as a Christian podcaster, being obedient to that. I'm so grateful that Lofgren has joined us. I can't say that right. I'd love for you to tell us what are your plans to impact as a podcaster. If you have any questions, feel free to share your podcast with us as we will be praying over each of our podcasts here too in our very brief and mighty time together. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me up here. I'm currently sort of on a season break for my podcast and just starting to get back into it, get ready for season two. And I've been sort of exploring the idea of trying to get awards for my show, podcast awards and whatnot. So I wanted to know if anybody here had any experience with any podcast award shows or awards for podcasts. If not, that's fine.
Yes, thank you for coming up and sharing your goals there. I'm really excited that you're looking for ways to also further reach people as an award-winning podcaster. I love that you're taking that initiative. So there are quite a few of them out there. Welcome, Tabitha. And I've seen from the Podcast Academy, if you're a member of that, they have an award. Of course, most of these awards, they do have a fee for you to enter. And, of course, they listen to those episodes alongside those who've also entered to decide who will win. Their Chi podcast, they're doing one as well. But that, of course, is for, I think, you know, with it being Chi podcast, that's for women. And then there is one that always goes around every single year that is pretty big. It's one of the very first ones. And if you just DM me, I can go ahead and send you some of those links. Because I've had people reach out even here on Clubhouse. They have some awards out that they're doing. So a lot of new companies, depending on, I don't know what race you may be, but I've heard of a few. Even from last year that just came out for people of color. So there's a lot of different ones that are out there. And, you know, one of the things that I always love to do is the different keywords and research. You'll find some of those awards through Googling. But I'd be more than happy to send over the ones that I know specifically that have awards, and they have them at specific time of the year, every single year. Did that help you? Was there anything else that you wanted help with today? And let us know the name of your podcast as well so we can cover you as well.
Yeah, it's a podcast is called This Is Not a Podcast, The Podcast.
This is my second time speaking in this club, so it's kind of new for me, but seems like a great supportive place. Did I hear that you guys do like a prayer request for podcasts?
Yeah, that's correct. That's why we meet here. We pray over each other's podcasts as well.
All right. Well, that would be nice if you guys could pray for my podcast and awards for my podcast.
Will do, for sure. Love that. So this is not a podcast. So we'll be lifting you up together here in this room in prayer. So glad you're here, and we hope that you'll come back again. All right. So Tabitha, I want to welcome you, sis. I'm so glad you're here, and would love for you to share. What are your plans to impact this week? And how can we lift you up in your podcast and prayer? We've missed you.
Hi, sisters. Thank you so much.
We heard you say thank you so much, Tabitha, but it went out a little bit. Do you mind? I don't know if you're on Bluetooth. Is there for chatting?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect. I think I shared with both of you that I was scheduled to start season 2 in June. Well, I have not done that, and we are in July. Things have been pretty busy. One year at work, and you know, I have not been able to do the creating that I enjoy and the creating that I have planned to do. So I'm a bit of a slump because of it. So I'll just ask for prayer there, how to regain that momentum, because it didn't go as planned in June. So I'll rest it.
You're still going in and out, sis. You hear like every other word. Yes, Tabitha, such a blessing being having you with us, and I wish we could hear you clearer, but I know you're the host of Talk It Out with Tab, and so we're going to be lifting you up in prayer, sis, and hopefully, you know, it will allow for us to be able to hear you. Feel free to let us know if, you know, the connection gets stronger. We really want to be able to hear you fully as you're sharing. It's such a blessing every time that you open your mouth and you share with us. So thanks for being a part of us. Denise, I want to welcome you. We're so grateful each of you are here today. Abru, Vernon, Alejandra. And so if you have any last prayer requests before we all unmute ourselves and cover each other in prayer, I want to give you this last call to share with us your voice, maybe your plan to impact or a question you may have, as this is a quick room that we share just to be able to meet together and start our Monday off right. In the presence of our Lord, encouraging each other and lifting up our voices together in prayer. So with that, we're going to be covering, This Is Not a Podcast by Lil Friend. We have Ariana mentioned Tea with Ori, and April, Live, Love, Lead. And so we're going to be lifting that up as well. And each of you, prayerfully, you have your podcast, and we will lift you up as well. So let's go ahead and unmute and let us pray together.
Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for today. We thank you for this opportunity just to be here with us, because Father, you are the one who has given us this message. You are the one who has given us this voice. God, we don't want to feel like you are the one who has given us this voice. God, you are the one who has given us this voice. We know how much it takes to our injuries and the time. We are intense in connections and relationships. And God, I just
beautifully in its time. I thank you, Lord, that there will be no more barriers but stepping stones to destiny. I just thank you, Lord God, for who you are and who you will continue to be, Lord, as she launches out by faith, as you bring the listeners, Lord, as she makes this beautiful launch and she sees she's not alone. I thank you, Lord God, for every need that you will supply, for love leave, Lord God. I just thank you for how you're continually intervening and you're continuing to allow people to live, to love, and to lead, Lord God, by example and by your word. I thank you for April's vision and mission, Lord, and the covering that you have upon her life and what you're going to continue to manifest as she's obedient to you, as she remains at your feet, Lord, and the word to get inspiration and a word in season to bring to your people and the listeners that you've allowed to find her and that will find her. She remains consistent. Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for how you're continually proving yourself, your anointing, your power, your grace, and what you are going to manifest in these days and months to come as we offer, Lord, these plans over to you with the content calendar and the resources you've given. I thank you for Tabitha and her heart, for talking out with Tab and how you're just continually covering her with grace, with mercy, with reassurance, even as she traveled, as she spent time, Lord God, to hear the deposits, Lord, of what you desire to bring forth, that she will not be weary in well-doing, Lord, that she would reap that harvest in due season if she faints not. I thank you for allowing her to remain in you, Lord, as the vine, Lord. Allow others to find shade as she goes into these rooms and she walks and she steps out by faith and she shares her voice with the opportunities that you've presented. I just pray that you would bless this vision. Bless, Lord God, her show, Lord, and whatever it is, Lord, that continues to develop. I thank you for the time, for the reclaiming of time, Lord, even as she goes out as a coach, Lord, and blessing her business and sending to her even clients, Lord, each and every business here today. I just thank you. I lift it up. I thank you for little friend, Lord, and allowing him to step out by faith and sharing his requests. I pray for the podcast awards that will come forth, the opportunities that will even come his way as he is searching, as he's developing, Lord, even the content, Lord, for what needs to go forth to bless the lives of others, and that those who are listening would be so impacted that they'll reach out and want to be able to give him an opportunity to share his message. I just thank you for giving him a heart, Lord. This is not a podcast. You've given him that vision, and I just thank you for how you're going to develop that over time in this season and beyond. Bless the works of his hand. Bless the fruits of his mind and labor. I just thank you, Lord God, for all of the requests spoken today and the unspoken requests. We just lift those up to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe that they're covered. We believe that as we go forth, we're going to impact this world with what we create. We give it back to you today. Let us be obedient to your word and what it is you would have us do, and let us surrender it all to you. Give us the strength, give us the grace, give us the mind, and give us the heart to do and accomplish what you have called us to do. Equip us, Lord, cover us, and let your will be done. In your holy, precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. I just wanted to clarify, the name is, this is not a podcast, the podcast, because there's other shows that have that name.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We'll keep that in mind. This is not a podcast. You said this is not a podcast of the podcast. Awesome. And hopefully opportunities will also come to you, brother. We're so glad that you spoke up and you were a part of us today. Thank you. Well, with that, any last shares as we close out, since we just closed out in prayer? And Gozai, wish you could have been here from the beginning, sis. We're always blessed by your presence. And if not, we're just going to just close out together with a countdown. We pray you have a blessed rest of your day and just continue to remember to just give those plans over to the Lord. And he's going to establish you as you continue on. And until then, we'll see you again very soon. Bye. Closing out now in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I didn't exactly find any leads or useful information on Clubhouse. However, I did sort of feel this renewed sense of purpose wash over me. Was it because of the prayer or something else? Who knows? But I decided to take this newfound determination to Twitter and start looking for podcast award shows. And finally, after an intensive search, I found one.
Hello.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Hello? Are you able to hear me?
Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello?
Hello.
There we go.
I did.
I had to refresh the page. I just don't use Zoom at all.
No, that's understandable.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Just came to pick up my car, so I was a little late arriving, so I picked it up, and I'm just sitting in the parking lot right now, so I got a couple minutes, but not
cool.
Too much.
Yeah, I can keep this short. Pretty much, I'm just talking to people who are like associated with podcast award shows, and that's pretty much it. I'm sort of doing an episode about podcast award shows.
Okay.
So if you just want to start and explain your award show and whatnot, we can go from there.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds good. So I sort of helped found the FPL Podcast Awards. It's extremely low key, especially when comparing it to other pod awards. And part of it was just sort of the rationale behind it was to sort of a community-driven effort to sort of recognize the podcast because, you know, there's people who contribute financially and there's people who just listen and rate and review, but I just wanted a way to sort of vocalize the support and sort of thank all the people who put all the time and effort in on a weekly basis. So that's kind of the basis behind it. We just, every year, we just kind of do a call for nominations and a call for a vote, and it's pretty, you know, it's structured but a bit informal, and it's more about creating a friendly environment, and some people don't want to participate, so we just happily take them out, and it's just sort of trying to build some community around the FPL podcast.
So how does the nomination process work, and then the actual, you know, selection for awards?
Yeah, so the nomination, we just have an open call. We set out about 8 categories. Some just sort of general, which are the best, and some are more of a, you know, in this category or this specific person. So we just set out kind of 8 categories, just an open call for nominations, and people can type in their responses. You know, we then take that and condense it down to a short list of, you know, 5 to 10, depending on the voting and how many there are. And then we have like an open final vote where you can vote for one, or you can vote for all of them, or you can vote for none of them. And it's, we're not trying to sort of make people pick favorites. We're just trying to let people have their, you know, their voices heard. And if I listen to these 5 and I like them all, then I want you to be able to vote for all of those.
Gotcha. And when does the actual like award ceremony or show take place?
It's all Twitter based. We've had some help in recent years or past years with, you know, producing, you know, little videos or we got our graphics updated. But it's all sort of tweet based, and in theory it happens around the end of the Premier League season. in practice, I don't quite get to it in time, and we're still actually going to launch the final voting right now. But it happens kind of ideally with the season, you know, coming up on the end, we do the nominations and then the final vote, and kind of ideally announce it on Twitter, sort of near the end of the season.
Gotcha. So there's still time to get nominated for your.
Nominations are done. I'm going to be putting out the final vote here right away before the new season starts, and hopefully kind of get that wrapped up before the end of the season, but we'll see how my time allows.
Gotcha. So if there are people listening to this, there's no way that they can sneak a nomination in or something?
No, not this year, but next year for sure. And, you know, I have ideas of doing a mid-season one or something, or preseason, but nothing official. And if anyone wants to help out and has ideas, we're always open and kind of welcome to have more participation in the back end of it all.
Like, there's no way. Like, there's no scenario where someone could convince you?
No, I've next year for sure.
Okay. I have to go now.
Thanks, sir. Bye-bye. That was good to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm sure the FPL Podcast Awards is a fine award show, even though I don't even know what FPL stands for. Did he explain the abbreviation? Regardless, I needed an award show that I could actually submit my podcast to, so I continued my search.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, can you hear me? Hello? Oh, no.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Let's see. Audio options. Oh, no. One sec. So I gotta go here. Allow. Okay, can you hear me now? Hello? Fuck. One sec. Shit. Hello?
Hi, Logan.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're perfect. Thank you. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
Don't worry. It's no problem.
Yeah, I know the whole world is practically living on Zoom, and I've never really used it, so.
Find that kind of amazing, actually, but it's good on you. So you're doing an episode about podcast awards. That's cool.
Yeah, I think so. And sorry about the email, too. That's my old, email I made when I was 13 years old. I don't know if you can see that there, but so I guess first off, like the obligatory introduction, do you just want to tell me about yourself? And I assume it's your award show. I'm sure I'll find out more once. But
I just out of interest, is this on record or not? Are we just chatting off the record, or are you recording me for this? Or
is this just a camera? I'm officially recording. Sorry. Should have told you, but
okay.
Yeah, I am officially recording right now. But yeah, if you say anything you don't want me to use or whatever, just let me know, and I'll write down a little timestamp here and whatnot.
Okay. Okay, fine. All right, no worries. So my name's Naomi. I'm the founder of the International Women's Podcast Awards, which are taking place for the first time in London in September this year to be streamed internationally. We are the first awards for women and non-binary podcasters, or those that identify as women or non-binary worldwide. And one of our significant aims is to be raising the voices of more marginalized podcasters as well. The awards is open to anyone that identifies as women or non-binary. We're open to all.
The next award show I found was called the International Women's Podcast Awards. Now, although I was not exactly born a woman, per se, I believe everyone has the right to identify with whatever gender they want to.
So then specifically for your award show, are there any specific qualifications regarding like the podcasts that are nominated or whatever?
So the only qualifications are that for the categories where they're hosted, they have to be hosted by people who identify as women or non-binary, and you have to have produced a minimum of 5 episodes that are still available to download within the last year.
Cool. So how does the nomination process work specifically for your award show, and then the voting process?
So the nominations, you can either nominate yourself or nominate someone else. So we accept both self-nomination and nomination of others. They submit, the entries are an up to 10-minute clip of audio that you want to be considered. And you can either submit a MP3 or a WAV file or a link to an episode with a timestamp on it. And the judging process is through a panel of judges. They are not, they're not on People's Choice. So all episodes are listened to and will be judged by the panel.
Very cool. And this award show is set to take place when exactly?
In September.
September. Okay. Very cool. Do you have, how's the submission looking right now? Do you have lots of good content to choose from already?
Yeah, it's going great. We're really pleased, actually. Yeah, really pleased with the number of submissions we've had, and yeah, pleasantly surprised.
Very cool. So I guess it's hard because this is the first time, but is there anything that you could say, like, is there anything you can speak to for the podcasters listening that are interested in your award show? Is there anything like maybe the judges are looking for, or like it's hard because your show is so, or your awards are is brand new, so there's no previous winners for people to look at and be like, okay, what did this guy do? What did this person do? But I don't know. Is there any, like, what are the judges like? Is there anything you can share regarding that? Little insight.
So the premise of the awards is that what we're looking for are unique and original moments. And so the categories, if people are interested, are not best comedy show or best documentary podcast. And what we're looking for are the moments of audio. So one of the reasons that I set this awards up, and one of the reasons that the categories are structured in the way that they are, is that I really love the intimacy of podcasts. And it's one of the things that people tell me that they love all the time, is that you feel that you're listening to a conversation between friends, or that you are in a conversation with one other person, and that you feel that the hosts are like your friends, or that they're people that are familiar to you. And that sometimes you have those moments that just take your breath away for whatever reason. And so the awards categories are not about the overall show. They're about the moment that you're creating in that specific time. And that is what we are judging. We're not judging the overall show. We're judging the moment that you of audio that you have created in that one particular special time. And that's what's being submitted.
One last question, just for my own like curiosity, are the judges sort of already announced, or are they anonymous, or is it like a jury, like you're not giving the names of the judges so they can't be bribed or something?
No, the judges are on our social media. They're in the public domain. Though, if anyone wants to go to our Instagram account, we've announced some of the judges on there. I'm trickling them out. We have a few more up our sleeve. But yeah, no, they are they are out there. So if anyone is interested, if you just go to at the Skylark Collective on Instagram, you can see that the judges are on there.
Go follow the judges, like all their posts, schmooze them up a little bit. Yeah, cool. All right. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Logan.
Yep. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Next, I decided to create an Instagram account and follow all of the judges I could find. I reached out to a few, but only one responded. However, if I could somehow just win over one of the judges, then, well, that would certainly be better than winning over none of the judges.
Yes. Who is this?
It's Logan. My name's Logan. You're one of the judges for the International Women's Podcast Awards. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
I'm doing cool. I talked to the Australian girl who sort of started the thing. I forgot her name. But she told me you guys are like. All the judges like are on Instagram and whatnot, so I kind of did some digging and found you.
I'm not hiding. It's not.
Oh yeah, yeah, no. I wanted to, I don't know, talk to some of the judges and get to know you guys or girls. I plan on submitting my show. For your award show, so kind of excited.
Are you aware that our award show is for women's podcasts?
Yes.
Okay, well, I look forward to listening to your show.
Thank you. How long have you been judging women's podcasts for?
Oh, this will actually be my first year.
Cool.
I'm super excited. Yeah,
I mean, me too. I've been looking for lots of podcast award shows, and this one caught my eye.
Okay.
So, yeah. I was wondering, do you guys have lots of submissions so far?
I would say we do. We're racking up a good number, yeah.
Like more than 10?
Oh yeah, more than 10. For sure.
More than 20?
Yes, more than 20.
Like 50?
I'm sorry. Why is this?
Yeah, I only ask because I just wanna, I wanna know how good I guess my chances are of winning. But I don't know, stupid.
I mean, if you put forth your best content, and you're proud of what you've made, you know, I do think that you might have. If you think you have a good chance of winning, there's that chance.
Right. It's kind of a random question, but do you like cryptocurrency? Are you familiar with cryptocurrency?
Well, what does this have to do with the
right. Well, I don't know. It's just I started dabbling with crypto and kind of got lucky and made sort of a lot of money off this one cryptocurrency called Dogecoin, kind of a joke coin or something.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah. I don't know. I just have like a bunch and I don't really, you know, I don't live lavishly. But I don't know. You sound cool. Do you like want some?
No, thank you.
Right. Are you sure?
Yeah. I don't know why you're asking me this.
I mean,
this doesn't have to do anything with the show.
I was just saying, I don't know. I have a lot of it. It's fine. Like, I don't know what,
if you need money or if you, I don't know, everybody likes money.
No, I don't want any Dogecoin.
Sorry, I dropped my mic or phone.
Are you recording this conversation?
Yes, but can you repeat what you said before?
Why?
Huh?
Why are you recording me? Why are you recording me? What is this?
I have a podcast.
You didn't ask me for my consent recorded.
Okay, well, do I have your consent to record you?
No, you can't record me.
Okay, well, that's why I didn't ask.
If I hear myself or even my name mentioned in your podcast, I have a cousin who is a criminal defense attorney.
Okay. And why? What if I bleep out your name?
No, I don't want to hear myself.
Okay.
I'll know.
Okay. So.
Was that good?
No, yeah, that was good. I was like ready to keep going. That was really good. You should start a, I don't know, podcast.
Me?
Yeah.
The conversation you just heard was a reenactment of the actual conversation I had. I asked a stranger on Twitter to recite a transcript of the conversation, and she obliged. I did reach out one last time before uploading this episode to see if the actual person would let me use the actual audio, but she blocked me. So I guess I just took that as a no. Anyway, I figured I pretty much hurt all chances of me winning an International Women's Podcast Award. So I continued searching for other award shows. It seemed that they had all just recently ended, or they required some submission fee, and I didn't want to pay a submission fee to win a stupid podcast award. So I was stuck, and I didn't really know what else to do. So I reached out to a friend for advice.
Hey Logan, it's Frankie Muniz from Malcolm Middle, and I hear that you have been struggling with awards for your show, that this is not a podcast, the podcast. You know, I should say, don't worry about that. You don't need no stinking awards. I just want you to cheer up. I want you to smile. I want you to be happy. You know what? Maybe you should start your own award show for podcasts, and then you could win all those podcast awards that you created for your podcast. Just saying, podcast awards are unfair.
Frankie Muniz was right. Why bother seeking approval and congratulations from random strangers on the internet? My approval is the only approval I care about. So I decided to embark on my very own podcast award show. I spammed every Discord server and subreddit that I could possibly find, announcing my brand new award show. Finally, I was one step closer to becoming an award-winning podcaster.
Looking for royalty-free music? Discover Epidemic Sound. Get the safest music.
Did you guys hear that? Is that coming in all right? Can you hear me? Am I being heard? Can you hear me? I'm assuming you can.
The ceremonious music swelled, and the audience made their way into the Discord server. Most only attending in hopes of hearing the name of their podcast read aloud in front of half a dozen internet strangers. Now, I know what you're thinking. You can't just create an award show and give yourself awards. Well, tell that to Louis B. Mayer, the co-founder of MGM Studios as well as the Academy Awards, otherwise known as the Oscars.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for joining. That was royalty-free, inspiring background music for Hollywood Award Ceremony. /award music background if anyone's interested in the audio. How is everyone doing, first and foremost? If you guys want to say anything, go right ahead, introduce yourself. If not, we'll just...
pretty good right now.
Nice. Are you interested in podcasting? Do you have a podcast?
I do not have a podcast.
Are you interested in podcasting or do you hate them?
Podcasting is pretty relaxing for me.
Do you have a favorite one?
I used to watch this one called The Official Podcast by Critical.
Nice. What's that about?
They sort of just talk about a bunch of guy shit.
Okay, so first, this idea was given to me by a good friend. You probably know him. You've definitely seen him. He's a famous celebrity, I would say. Maybe like not super famous, but at one time was very famous. So this was all his idea. So, one sec. I'm going to call him right now and see if he has any opening words he'd like to share with us. So, but here we go. I'm putting it, calling the number, putting it on speaker.
The number you have dialed is not...
One second. I think I messed up. Okay, let me try this again. PRP just joined us. Hi, we're sort of... I guess I'm going to have to do this every time somebody comes in. But essentially, this award show was somebody's idea, and I'm calling them right now to see if they have any opening words they'd like to share. So I'm going to do that right now. It's a famous person, by the way. There we go. It's ringing. Can you guys hear the ring?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Cool. Guy used to be famous sort of mid-2000s. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this Frankie?
No.
This isn't Frankie?
Mm-mm.
Who is this?
Natalie.
Do you know, is Frankie there?
No, I don't know who that is.
You don't know Frankie Muniz? Malcolm in the Middle? He gave me this number.
Oh, that's strange. Give me one second. I will ask around. Give me one second.
Okay.
Dad. Dad. Hey. Do you know who Frankie is?
Hola.
Like, here.
Hey, this is Frankie?
No, there is no Frankie here. You may have the wrong number. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Okay, bye.
Oh, okay.
Wrong number.
So, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so there must have been some mix-up. He must have gave me the wrong number. Anyway, this award show is in honor of Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle. It's sort of all his idea. So thank you to him. PRP, you've just joined. How are you doing today? Are you able to talk? Maybe not. That's fine. All right. So like I said, there was something there. He came off mute, but
I can hear. Oh yeah. Sorry. I'm good.
Oh, cool. That's good. I'm glad you're good. All right. So, so the first award here is for best editing in a podcast. Best podcast editing. Audience cheering sound effect. Okay. Okay, so this award goes to best podcast editing. And it goes to a podcast called the voicemails podcast. Congrats to her on winning. Too bad she couldn't be here, but I'm sure she had other obligations. By the way, all of these awards were sort of decided by anonymous judges. There's about three or four of them. They're anonymous because if I told you who they were, then you guys would all, you know, message them and try to bribe them. So yeah, that's the first award. Awesome. Okay, so we'll keep it going to the second award, which is Best Podcast Host Award. So the Best Podcast Host Award goes to, we had a lot of submissions for this one. This one was pretty close.
At first, I considered awarding all the awards to me because, well, I deserve them. But then I thought of all the podcasters there, waiting, praying, clinging on to my every word in hopes of just walking away with something. Something to make them feel a little bit better about their podcast. They were just like me. So I decided to do the right thing and award some of the less prestigious awards to my cohorts. However, having to sit through all of the acceptance speeches did get a little tiresome.
Dear judges and cohort, I actually made it, I spelled this wrong. How do you spell cohort? C-O? Is it C-O-H?
Yeah, I think so.
Dear judges and cohort, I wrote a question mark because I wasn't sure. So thank you for the award that you've given me. This is one of many awards of which I'd like to receive. So thank you so much for the award. And hopefully I'll get an award next year too, as well. Or more this year. Thank you. Listen to PRP and leave a review if you haven't. So,
yeah. Well, thanks for that. That was touching and beautiful. Let's get another.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was an awesome speech. What's going on, How do you pronounce your name?
GRBCPQ.
Oh, nice. Sounds like a band.
Nah, it's just some letters.
Awesome. Well, we've given out three awards. PRP just won Best Review Show Award.
Oh, hey, can I ask if Jen, am I getting any more awards? Because I have to go.
I mean, I don't know. It's sort of like I'm getting this in real time, like one award at a time. So there's a chance you could win the next one. But there's only about three more awards, I think, left.
I'll wait in case I do. I don't have a second speech, though, so.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to maybe summarize your first speech for GRBCPQ, just so we could get a...
Oh, yeah. PRPQ. I have a podcast called PRRP. If you look it up, you can leave a review on it, and I'll review your review on the podcast. Thanks.
Yeah, and... Oh.
Sweet.
Yeah, GRBCPQ, what brings you to the server? Do you have a podcast? Are you interested in podcasts? Do you hate them?
No, I don't have a podcast. I was just interested in seeing the award show, and I've never really been on Discord, so I don't really know how it works, and I guess I'm learning. It's a pretty personal experience here, but I don't know. I do in the future actually want to start. I aspire to start a podcast at some point, my circumstances in life are not necessarily behooving that right now.
What does that mean? Like you are like, I don't know, like that could mean a lot of things. Does that mean you're... don't have a microphone, or does that mean you're in school and don't have the time, or you have a job? What does that mean?
Well, all of the above right there, yes, are true. I also just don't have a place to do it. I'm kind of in a very transitionary growth period in my work and in my life and living circumstances and on and on and on and on. But my dream is to have a podcast, as cliche as that may be. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say that here, but I that's what I really do want.
Yeah, I would say don't let your circumstances hinder you too much. I think, you know, I don't know, like, are you, do you have a roof over your head where you can record, or is it?
Not for long.
Oh, so
I actually rent out of several places and I just don't, none of them are actually fit for doing such a thing. And I'd really like it to be a video podcast, actually. Maybe I'm too ambitious in desiring that, but that's how I envision it, you know.
Yeah, video podcasts are harder. Why do the places you rent from, why are they not sort of like fit for recording, if I may ask?
One is a drum studio. The other is a studio that I share with three other bands. And the other is where my office that I work out of is a private practice. I'm a bodywork therapist.
Mm.
The drum studio, you know, I have a big drum kit and I'm storing a bunch of stuff there. And the place that I'm living in currently, I'm going to be moving out soon. So I'm kind of, you know, trying to figure it out here. And
so it's just noisy is the problem.
It's noisy, but I don't have the designated space to have an established, like, here's my, you know.
You could record a podcast outside. You can record podcasts anywhere. You could walk to the park and record at the park.
That's true. It doesn't quite match my, you know, my fantasy. And also I've been trying to save to kind of get to a place where I can build that fantasy and just have the environment that is dedicated to like a podcasting studio. So that's my idea about it. But you're right.
I mean, the best advice I can give is to use your limitations and everything that's working against you and make those like the strong points of like whatever you're making, like the strong unique aspects of your podcast. So like, for example, you can make a podcast about you being homeless and living at the park, and that would be much more interesting than sitting in some weird like freaking green screen room with like boring monitors. Like, it's just what everyone's doing.
Oh yeah, sure.
I don't know. PRRP, do you have any advice? You have a podcast that's been going for a few years now, consistently. I don't know if what your living situation is, but do you have any advice, maybe?
Yeah, I was just going to say everything that you said, kind of.
Okay. So it must be good advice. We're happy you're here, GRBCPQ. If you have any questions or concerns, just let us know. We're going to get back to the award show now. Okay. So let's see. What's the next award here? As the award show came winding down to the end, I couldn't help but get a little nervous. Yes, I knew I was going to win, but still.
All right, that's it. No, there's one more award. So this award is the Best Podcast Award. So I think it speaks for itself, just we got dozens of submissions. And this one is going to be the best of all of them. And this one goes to, for Best Podcast Award, will go to This Is Not a Podcast, the podcast by me, yours truly. PRRP left, maybe having connection issues, but I don't know. I'm kind of stunned a little bit. I'd like to thank the judges who shall remain anonymous. I'd like to thank everyone here, everyone who has a podcast, everyone who's ever listened to a podcast. I'd like to thank Frankie Muniz too, whose idea was. We wouldn't be here without him if this was all his idea. Black Ball just left in the middle of my speech. All right, everyone's leaving now. Probably connect. Connection issues. Well, thanks for everyone coming. We'll see you next award show. This was fun. This was great. Thank you for joining today. I'm gonna play the
good grammar music. And spelling are important, but if you want to write essays that inspire,
okay, play the music. All right, thank you, everyone. Goodbye.
Felt good to secure the win. Just didn't feel as good as it felt in high school. But still, future seemed bright. Doors that had previously been shut were now suddenly becoming a little more open. This is not a podcast. The podcast is no longer just a podcast. It's an award-winning podcast, and, well, that means something, right? Special thanks to Ryan and Jez, the Christian Podcasters Club, the FPL Awards, the International Women's Podcast Awards, and Frankie Muniz.
The goal of my podcast is really to just equip people to do well in their personal life and their business, and it all points back to scripture. You know, I believe that each and every one of us, you know, we have a voice and a message that people need. And whenever anyone questions, like, should I start a podcast? You know, there's so many podcasts out there. My answer is always yes, because God gave you the idea because he has people already lined up that need what you have. So let's just be good stewards of that. Like, God, you know what my listeners need. Please give me the wisdom on, you know, what to share. So I'm just in a state of gratitude today, just really thankful for the opportunity. You know, God really reminded me yesterday that, you know, me doing this podcast is just one way of me saying yes. Me saying yes to, you know, the plans and purposes that he has for my life.
And remember, next time you suggest this podcast to a friend or someone you know, be sure to mention that it is, in fact, an award-winning, critically acclaimed podcast. Don't forget that.
this podcast belongs to God. I am literally just a vessel and a steward of this message, and I want to steward it well. So I hope that helps and encourages each of you in the room. This is April, and I'm complete.
Yeah, dude, I don't know why, but I really liked the duck ending. It was, or the goose ending. It was,
yeah, great. The geese ending. Yeah, I have 10 minutes of geese noises on my computer.
Yeah. No, but I just, yeah, like, that, it was a really good episode. I think it was a good way to tie it up.